D.H. Lawrence, an introduction. For many of us, D.H. Lawrence was a schoolboy hero. Who can forget sniggering in class at the mention of Women in Love or Lady Chatterley's Lover? Lawrence was a talented, if nomadic, writer whose novels were passionately received, suppressed at times and generally at odds with establishment values. This, of course, did not deter him. At his death in 1930, at the young age of 44, he was more often thought of as a pornographer, but in the ensuing years he has come to be more rightly regarded as one of the most imaginative writers these shores have produced. As well as his novels and plays, he was also a masterful poet and wrote over 800 of them. In this collection we discover and nourish ourselves on a small part of that legacy. This volume of his poetry reveals much about the man and his views on life. Our readers include Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
Piano. Softly in the dusk, a woman is singing to me, taking me back down the vista of years till I see a child sitting under the piano in the boom of the tingling strings and pressing the small poised feet of a mother who smiles as she sings. In spite of myself, the insidious mastery of song betrays me back till the heart of me weeps to belong to the old Sunday evenings at home, with winter outside and hymns in the cosy parlour, the tinkling piano our guide. So now it is vain for the singer to burst into clamour with the great black piano appassionato. The glamour of childish days is upon me. My manhood is cast down in the flood of remembrance. I weep like a child for the past.
Gloire de Dijon. When she rises in the morning, I linger to watch her. She spreads the bathcloth underneath the window, and the sunbeams catch her glistening white on the shoulders, while down her sides the mellow golden shadow glows as she stoops to the sponge, and her swung breasts sway like full-blown yellow Gloire de Dijon roses. She drips herself with water, and her shoulders glisten as silver. They crumple up like wet and falling roses, and I listen for the sluicing of their rain-dishevelled petals. In the window, full of sunlight, concentrates her golden shadow, fold on fold, until it glows as mellow as the glory roses.